Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about Alessandra Mussolini. So I was checking up yesterday the love affair between, I think it's Carletta and Mussolini. This a woman of 20s fell in love with a 50-year-old Mussolini, and it was sort of Italian romance at its bizarre. And of course, looking at this, it turned up Alessandra Mussolini. Now, unfortunately for this, I do have a pop-up which has been printed on the screen, which is about Sophie Loren. So I can't read it all, so there'll be a gap in it. So, Alessandra Mussolini, born in December, 30th of December 1962. So she's about my age, in actual fact. She's an Italian politician and granddaughter of the fascist dictator Benito Mussolini, and a former actress and model who served as a member of the European Parliament for Forza Italia. So that would probably represent a region of Italy. She was a member of the Chamber of Deputies from 2008 to 2013 and the Italian Senate from 2013 to 14. She was elected under the People of Freedom, which is now part of Forza Italy. She was elected to the European Parliament in 2014. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? She was a founder and leader of the fascist political party Social Action. Wow. In 2004 to 2008, Mussolini also served as a member of the European Parliament. She has been a member of the Chamber of Deputies, the lower house in the Italian Parliament, for the People of Freedom. So that's her thing, the People of Freedom. Okay, so I'm going to read a certain amount of this. Alessandra Mussolini was born in Rome, daughter of Romano Mussolini, the fourth son of Benito Mussolini, the fascist dictator from 22 to 43. And Anna Maria Vindali Sissone, born in 38 in Rome. Now, she's the sister of Sophia Loren, who is a Sicilone. So it's her. So it's the same family. So it's her maternal aunt. And she did various things. I can only read a little bit of them. In the 80s, she went to high school. And then she, sort of at the same age as I, but she married a customs official, a customs policeman, had three children, adopted her maternal surname. So, she kept her surname, Mussolini. So this is sort of this bizarre thing. The husband, it says here, was scheduled to appear for child abuse ring, which involved members of the church, professionals. Well, it's not child abuse, I think it was for having underage sex, which is rather interesting in terms of the I just remember just watching Romeo and Juliet last night, and Juliet was definitely 14, so this is the whole complexity of it here. About how people are underage. I think everyone is always underage. She is the second cousin of Guido Cesare Mussolini, Benito Mussolini's great-grandson, who ran for the Fratelli Italia party in the European Parliament election. So the Mussolini's are still in their entertainment career. Mussolini was taken under the wing of her aunt Sophia Loren while she started a career as an actress in the Italian film industry during the 1970s. A special day, 1977, in which she had a minor role as Maria Lusa, won an American Golden Globe Award for the Best Foreign Language Film, was nominated for the Academy Award for the Best Foreign Language Film. During 82, Mussolini released a pop music album of romantic songs under the title Amora on Alpha Record. The album was released only in Japan and has since become something of a collector's item. Now, It's available on YouTube. I had a little listen to it. It's got a sort of a rather risque picture of her with the sort of the perm, the 80s perm of, I was trying to think, Olivia Newton-John had that very perm, frilly hair, and the, sort of, not quite the leg warmers, but that type of thing, the sort of side profile of legs that you see in these 80s album. The song music has got a sort of a drum machine and a bit of synth on the side of it and a bit of movement. Mussolini also appeared as a glamour model, including the cover of two European editions of Playboy in Italy in August 1983 and Germany November 1983. When you're an actress, you're dealing with the body. Every actress does topless and stuff like this. You have to, she said. Mussolini continued as an actress to the 80s. Some films featured in were made in, for Italian television. However, she acted in standard film, cinematic films such as Assisi's Underground, in which she played a nun. The movie focused on the Roman Church rescuing Italian Jews from the Nazis in 1943. She starred in her final film in 1990 and then left the film industry to continue studying after a producer asked her to change her name. Whatever. Oh, dear. Political career. In 1992, she was selected to the Parliament of Naples constituency as a member of the Movimento Sociale Italiano, MSI. She is later candidate for the mayor of Naples, but was defeated by Antonio Borsellino. Her relations with Gianfranco Fini, leader of the Alleanza Nazionale, never were very good, she announced. She then later withdrew, resigned over differences with him at least once. She unsuccessfully challenged him for the leadership of the party when he withdrew his support for Benito Mussolini in a television interview in January 2002. What the heck? This is bizarre. We've got a politician in Australia, a bit like him, but less, more parodied. Her name's Pauline Hanson. Bizarre. In 2001, Mussolini was involved in a physical altercation while filming a Porter talk show episode on sexual harassment. Mussolini attacked and kicked Katia Belito, the Minister of Equal Opportunities, while calling her an ugly communist who should go and live in Cuba. Mussolini suddenly left the National Alliance in November 2003 following a visit of the party leader and the Deputy Prime Minister Gianfranco Fini to Israel, where he described fascism as part of absolute evil with regard to the Holocaust, and he apologised for Italy's role in the Axis Party during the Second World War. Mussolini, however, defended the right of Israel to exist and declared that the world should beg forgiveness of Israel. Well, that's bizarre. Following her resignation, Mussolini formed the Social Action Party, originally named Freedom of Action, and organised a coalition named Social Alternative. The move was read in the Italian media as surprising because of Mussolini's progressive stance on many issues, including abortion, artificial insemination, gay rights and civil unions. She's been an outspoken feminist and is described by conservative commentators as a socialist and left-wingers. My God, the Italian politics is just bizarre. In 2004, European Parliament election, her electoral list, Social Alternative, gained 1.2% of the vote. Mussolini received 133,000 preference votes. In response to a comment made by the UKIP MEP Geoffrey Bloom, in which she said, "No self-respecting small businessman with a brain in the right place would ever employ a lady of childbearing age. That isn't politically correct, is it? But in fact, it's a fact of life. The more women's rights you have, it's actually a bar to their employment. And I just don't think women clean behind the fridge enough." Mussolini responded by saying, "I know the English have a sense of humour about themselves, but I'm from Naples, and I can say we women do know how to cook and clean the refrigerator and even be politicians, while perhaps Jeffrey Bloom does not know whether either how to clean the refrigerator or how to be a politician. That is beautiful. Isn't she, we women of Naples? In 2005, Mussolini was banned by the local court from regional elections held the following month for presenting fraudulent signatures. This is an affront to democracy. If they're going to exclude a social alternative, they will have to exclude all parties because all the signatures are false, Mussolini told Reuters. Mussolini went on a hunger strike to protest the decision. However, at the end of the month, Italy's top administrative court, the Council of State, annulled the decision and she stood for election. Whoa. In November 2007, remarks of Mussolini triggered the collapse of the far-right identity, tradition, and sovereignty groupings in the European Parliament. Mussolini declared the Parliament that all Romanians were criminals in remarks regarding immigration policy. This prompted delegates from the Greater Romania Party to quit the group, bringing the group below the minimum numbers of members to qualify for a caucus to receive parliamentary funding. After the Italian general election in 2008, Mussolini served as a member of the Italian parliament with Silvio Berlusconi's alliance of the right-wing parties and the Peoples of Freedom. Mussolini condemned the Vatican's comparison of homosexuality with pedophilia, stating, "You can't link sexual orientation with pedophilia. This link risks becoming dangerously misleading for the protection of children." That's actually true. In the general election in February 2013, she was elected to the Senate of the Republic of Italy for the People of Freedom. The party was transformed into the Forza Italia in 2013. This is mind-boggling. I mean, like my head is struggling. I don't know whether I'd ever be, even without any sort of brain damage or trauma, I'd be able to cope with this complexity. The world, being a woman, is extremely complex anyway. She left Florence, Italy in 2018 following the party's decision to be in opposition to the Conte government. On the 1st of March 2019, Canadian actor and cartoonist Jimmy Kim Carey posted on Twitter a drawing depicting the famous 1945 scene of Benito Mussolini's hanging. I don't think it was in 1945. It was, in actual fact, 1943. It could be 45. I don't know. I read it. Ah, yes, and that's Clara upside down on the roof of a guest station alongside his mistress, Clara Petacci, after their execution, with the captions, "If you're wondering what fascism leads to, just ask Benito Mussolini and his mistress, Carletta." In response, Mussolini replied to Carey on Twitter, tweeting, "You are a bastard." In a subsequent series of tweets and replies, Mussolini called Carey's artworks dirty paper, and posted insults in both English and Italian, including, "Piece of human garbage, and what about your ugly, your piggy family?" Against Twitter users criticising her, tweeting pictures suggesting Carey drew Rosa Parks, Native Americans and atomic bombings before concluding with denouncing her critics as Antifa. Jim Carey did not respond to any of Mussolini's posts. In 2019, she lost re-election to the EU Parliament. There you go. She was... You can understand why she would be upset. So, what I'm going to do now is... thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.